In Vienna, negotiators for Iran and world powers say they're getting closer to an agreement to restore the 2015 nuclear deal. Western officials say new demands from Iran in recent days threaten to derail the deal, but events this coming weekend could clear away some of the sticking points. NPR's Peter Kenyon is following the story in Vienna and joins us now. Thanks for being here, Peter.
Hi, Celeste.
We were told there was a breakdown in talks earlier this week. What's the latest?
Well, yes, there was, but things seem to be back on track. The actual very latest development we're hearing now is that the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, he'll be heading to Iran this weekend. If his trip is successful, it could lay out a way forward on some of these unresolved issues. I'll give you an example. The IAEA has been trying for 2 years now to get information from Iran about traces of radioactive material found at four undeclared Iranian sites. Now, this has to do with things in the past, nothing present, but the agency's job is to account for all nuclear material. Grossi's trip may not guarantee a resolution to this, but it could lay out a roadmap for how to proceed. And in the meantime, negotiators here in Vienna will be continuing to try to narrow differences over the other remaining issues.
Can you give us the Iran talks 101 here? What exactly are the world powers trying to achieve, and what are the sticking points?
Well, the major outstanding issues include the Biden administration's desire to reverse then-President Donald Trump's move in 2018 to pull the U.S. out of the nuclear deal and impose sanctions on Iran. Tehran waited for more than a year and then began violating restrictions in the deal, some seven such violations, which have put Iran at the point now where experts say it could be just weeks away from having enough highly enriched fuel for a single atomic bomb, as opposed to about a year away under the original deal. So getting Iran back in compliance with the nuclear restrictions is a major priority for the West. And Iran has brought up some other issues, such as getting the Revolutionary Guard Corps removed from a terrorist list, things like that.
So the 2015 Iran deal had a lot of critics. That's one of the reasons Trump walked away from it. I wonder if this new deal is designed, at least in some part, to satisfy their complaints.
I would say that's quite unlikely. Complaints about the 2015 agreement included charges that it's not tough enough on Iran, doesn't last long enough. Some of these restrictions Tehran would have to comply with expire after a certain number of years, and the critics said that would leave Tehran poised to become a nuclear threshold state in a decade or a bit longer. Supporters say that's plenty of time to craft a longer and stronger bill, which is what President Joe Biden wants. But Republicans, in the meantime, have made very clear they're looking forward to using the nuclear deal against the president and Democratic candidates in the 2024 elections.
We have less than a minute left, but recent events have made nuclear talks of any kind seem to have new relevance. What are the stakes if this deal doesn't get struck?
Well, they could be quite high. I spoke with Ali Vaez. He's Iran project director for the International Crisis Group. He says a breakdown in talks would likely be followed by new sanctions against Iran, possibly a censure resolution at the next IAEA Board of Governors meeting. That could drive Iran to further ramp up its nuclear program, which is already quite close to weapons-grade fuel, all of which could lead this going back to the UN Security Council for a snapback of international sanctions.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Vienna. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.